we feel that what we did was a non-violent act. It was encouraged by the prophecies of Isaiah and Micah to beat swords into plowshares. And we did not flee the scene. We stayed on the scene to accept responsibility for this weapon, to accept responsibility for this action, and to invite the Garda, who was asleep at the time when he woke up, into the action, and other security forces and other people at the airport to continue the disarmament and decommissioning that we had initiated. We don't see ourselves as any kind of elite, as kind of Luke Skywalker's taking on the Empire single-handed. This is an initiation of an action that we believe will reach its fulfillment. We have faith that Shannon Airport will be demilitarized eventually. We have faith that peace and justice will reign. This is my third plowshares action. My first plowshares action in the United States 12 years ago, 2 weeks before George Bush's senior's deadline, where we broke into Griffiths Air Force Base and disarmed non-violently a B-52 bomber that was nuclear armed, put it out of action for 2 months, did not get to participate in the first Gulf War. Other B-52s from that base, unfortunately, were deployed to England and dropped napalm, they dropped cluster bombs, they dropped fuel air explosives. And we stayed on site and accepted and invited people into that action. That base is now closed. It was a B-52 bomber base since World War II. It is now closed, and actually had the Woodstock Festival 1999 on that empty base. The second action I was involved in 98, an Aboriginal land in Kakadu, where Jabiluka mine was being opened. Myself and Trina Lentil, who's now based in Dublin, made our way into the mine site and disabled a huge excavator. And sat on it for an hour waiting for security to turn up. And we spent 5 months in prison in Darwin. That mine is now closed. Last year, Energy Resources of Australia actually put all the earth from that mine back into it. So we don't act out of despair. We don't act out of nihilism. We act out of a belief in the future. And we actually believe it, right? And the prophetic acts and prophecy is not working out if it's going to be Arsenal or Man U or Chelsea this year or who's going to win at the races. Prophecy is a dynamic between the present and the future. So you can stand at Shannon Airport, you can see the US military arrive and be refueled, and you can easily predict the future, which is a lot of dead kids, a lot of destroyed ecology, and a lot of waste. But you can enact a future hope of peace and justice and begin that and flesh it in the present and begin the disarmament. Just like you can imagine people going, the hungry being filled and feeding them in the present. So that's dynamic. And we're pretty, perceived in Ireland as a pretty weird group, we're pretty accepted in the United States. Because we're Catholic Anarchist Pacifists, we often end up being too spiky for the fluffies, too fluffy for the spikies, too straight for the hips and too hip for the straights. But free speech, and the other thing is, we would defend everyone's free speech, whether it be neo-Nazis or whatever. We believe, if you believe in free speech, that means people you disagree with have the rights of free speech. And it's better to bring these issues out in the open and debate them rationally than suppress anyone's ability, anyone's right to speak.